Chapter 3. The Risk Arbitrageur. John Paulson, Paulson & Company. Nothing is right in all markets at all times. John Paulson, May 2011, Mid-Year Investor Conference. Hedge fund manager John Paulson had traveled from New York to Capitol Hill to address the Committee on Oversight and Government Reform on November 13, 2008. A series of well-executed, complex trades at the height of the financial crisis had made Paulson a very rich man, at a time when many banks and institutions were on the brink of collapse. Among these was a trade that had been widely hailed as, far and away, the greatest trade in financial history, one that earned his firm a record $15 billion by the end of the year 2007. Now Congress wanted to hear what he had to say about the systemic risks that hedge funds posed to financial markets, and to listen to proposals for regulatory and tax reforms. Paulson was not the only hedge fund manager who had been summoned by the committee that day, although he was certainly the best performing over the past year. Joining him were George Soros, the head of Soros Fund Management, and Jim Simmons of Renaissance Capital, both industry legends and billionaires in their own right, and subprime winners Phil Falcone of Harbinger Capital and Ken Griffin of Citadel. Each of these industry titans would have his turn to address the committee, but right now the floor was Paulson's. The entire room, indeed, the entire financial world, wanted to hear what this man had to say. His remarks were running live on CNBC, Bloomberg, and, of course, C-SPAN. Chairman Waxman, he began, calm and unruffled, peering through his dark-rimmed glasses at Henry Waxman, the liberal Democratic congressman from California who was providing over the hearing. The problem in the U.S. financial system is one of solvency. In general, financial institutions are undercapitalized and have insufficient tangible common equity to support their overlevered and deteriorating balance sheets. Perfectly silent, the room hung on his every word. Remarkably, the average tangible common equity to total tangible assets for the 10 largest U.S. banks is only 3.4%, or 30% leverage. The solution to solve the problem is to strengthen their balance sheets by raising equity both privately and publicly. Addressing Congress.